Good evening, everybody. Monday night, Shaare Tzion. All times are approximate, 9 p.m., depending on the parking situation. And tonight, we are going to talk a little bit about a pasuk from the parasha. However, you probably never thought of this subject having to do with any pasuk in the Torah, no less this parasha. Vayomer lahem, haydatem et Lavan ben Nahor. Yaakov Avinu, as you know, escaped the wrath, of his brother Esav. He runs to Uncle Lavan's hometown to try and find a wife at his mother's instruction, and of course to save his life from his angry, powerful brother who believed that he stole his blessings. So he comes to town and he meets the shepherds and he meets the local folk and he tells them, Haydatem et Lavan ben Nahor. Do you know Lavan, the son of Nahor? Who knows who Nahor was? Good. A show of hands, nobody. Nahor was Abraham's brother. Abraham's brother. So, Lavan was not his son. It's getting interesting, right? Pasuk says, Lavan ben Nahor. This is family here. This is not a stranger. He didn't get mixed up. And he said, do you know Lavan ben Nahor? Lavan's father's name was Betuel. Oh boy, you guys have been out of third grade for a long time. You don't look that old. Betuel. Remember Betuel? He poisoned him. He slipped the plate to him. Yeah, you don't remember? Eliezer and Betuel. Yeah. That's his father. Lavan and Rivka, brother and sister. You got it now, the family? I know they're not S.Y., but you should know them. They came out long before the S.Y. This is main people. There's not many names. This is not the begat parasha. He begat him and he begat him. This is a very simple parasha. But now, Yaakov Avinu comes, and he's looking for his uncle Lavan, the son of Betuel. And he asked the people, do you know Lavan ben Nahor? Do you find that strange? I do. And so does the Midrash and so does the Mefarshim. Why would Yaakov get the name wrong? Says the Midrash, V'chi Lavan ben Nahor hu? Is his name Lavan, the son of Nahor? V'halo ben Betuel hu? He's the son of Betuel. Last week's parasha, not so long ago. Chaye Sarah. V'lama kira'o ben Nahor? And so why did he call him ben Nahor? Rabbeinu Bache explains. Close the door, please. I'm going to get a concert tonight. Nahor haya savo. He was his jiddo, his grandfather. And b'nei banim ki banim, a grandfather is also called papi. He's my jiddo, he's my daddy. My grandfather's like my, that's a simple answer. But, still, why did he use his grandfather's name rather than his father? The local yokels probably didn't know his grandfather. The local people probably knew his father. So if he's really looking for him, he should have said that Betuel. And that brings us to tonight's subject. Because Betuel was wicked. And Nahor was famous for being the brother of the famous man who got thrown in the furnace and lived. Abraham. Abraham was Nisi Elohim B'Kirbenu, well known as a big tzaddik, a millionaire, everything. So because of the kavod that he wanted to show to his mother's brother, he called him by the name of his honorable grandfather rather than his wicked uncle, his father. he might get embarrassed if he's connected to that. Now, we're talking about Lavan here. So leave your questions aside. Now you know who I'm talking about. Everybody knows who I'm talking about now. We got all the names straight. Good. I brought it up because very often here we discuss the fact that a name is not just a name. The people in Tanakh are not Greg and Clint and Rock and now the rap guys have letters. O-D, M-D, P-T-Q-P. Those are not names. The only time I hear these names, by the way, is when they die from drugs on the radio. I hear, O-T-P-T died. You know, I hear it on the radio and now I know some other guy goes, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum died. The haram is, that's what we play at our weddings. Good thing Rosh Chodesh is over, I could say Anna. Anyhow, let's get serious now. Chazal place a very big importance on a person's name. Everybody has a name, and that name is the person's essence. That's who you are. Chava. Who's Chava? Em Kol Chai. The one who is the mother of all people who came afterwards. She gave life to everybody else. Em Kol Chai. Chava. In the times when they split up the peoples into 70 nations and languages, there was a man named Peleg. Peleg means to split. Peleg lived in the times when the generations and the nations were split. Moshe, min ha-mayim mishit, I drew him from the water. Eliezer, Elokei avi be'ezri, my God of my father helped me. Ezer. I can make a list, we can finish the whole CD, just naming people what their name means. Every name means something. Every name is the essence of the person who has that name. And it's no coincidence, as we'll see later from the Zohar, that a name is important. The Arizal says, this is, if you came here for this tonight, I met somebody today at a Brit Milah. And I walked over and I said hello. And knowing that he wasn't the eldest, and knowing that our community, for you in Tapley, and our community's custom is that you name after the father's father, the first son, after the mother's father, the second son, we name after the living, you in Tapley, and I'll figure it out. So now, I look at him and I tell him, your brother is, let's say, Judah. So you must be named after the other grandfather, you're the second, you must be Leo. So he says, I should be Leo, but I'm not. It's a true story. Because Leo is Yehuda, and Judah is Yehuda. So since my brother was Yehuda, I can't be Yehuda, I have a different name. Now, by the same token, very often, a girl goes out and gets married, and her husband has the same name as her father. So she can't name him after the father. Now, until I read this Arizal, like I said, it's worth it to come here tonight to hear this one, then you can go home. But you look so long, you should be in the class longer than you look for parking. So you'll all be here a while. Okay, so we can't name that name, we figure, and oh, okay, so pick another name. Right? You pick another name. Can't use the name, pick another name. Or after two children, you have a free name, they call it. You can pick any name you like. That's what you think, ha ha. It's not true. The Arizal, woo! The Arizal says, there's no name on earth that's a mikre. That's just, we picked it. It's a circumstance. It was a guess. Because people think that a father picks a name, he goes up to the Torah, or he comes to a Brit Milah, he names the girl or the boy, and that's but the father decided. Says that, Israel says, Hakol bahaskama me'oto yidbarach. The name has to be approved by Hashem. Because Hashem knows this person's function on this planet during this lifetime. And the name has to fit the character. Boy, this is oldies but goodies night tonight. Did you bring your purse? No pocketbook? Okay, good. All right. I'll make sure. Anybody needs anything, she has it. Band-aids, the Helene books, anything, she has it. It's in that that manila envelope. So now, when the father goes up and says, I'm going to name, he thinks he's got the option. I'll tell you a cute one. You want to hear a cute one? This is a true story. My family will kill me. I don't like personal stories, but this is a personal story. We get married, we have a baby, it's a girl, I name it after my mother. We have a second child, it's a boy, I name it after my father. We have a third child, it's a boy, I name it after my father-in-law. It's easy so far, right? I have a fourth one, it's a girl, we're rolling. Perfect set. It's time for my mother-in-law's name. We live in Jersey, my mother-in-law lives in Brooklyn, now it's reversed, but that's how it was then. So they called me to move to Brooklyn, as soon as I moved here, I moved out, I don't know if I should take it personally. But I call up my mother-in-law and tell her, what's your name? I mean, I know her name in English, but what's your name? She goes, I don't know. I don't think I even have one in Lashon HaKodesh, in the Hebrew language. Okay. I like Rivka, and your name is Barbara, and Barbara, B-R-R-B, same thing. I like Rivka. You like it? She tells me yes. So I decide I'm going to go up to the Torah that Shabbat, and I'm going to name my daughter, the newly born girl, Rivka, after my mother-in-law, Barbara. She should have a long life and good health. Amen. Thank you, everybody. That's why I said it. So you all say amen. So now, Friday afternoon, the typical 15 minutes before Shabbat, there's no hot water, the plug goes out, the fuse blows, the phone rings, everything. Everything's going wrong. And I'm in a robe or a towel and the phone rings, my mother-in-law. You can't name her Rivka. Why not? Because my sister, Robin, is Rivka. So if I'm anything, I'm not Rivka. Even if I have a name, I know by process of measure, I'm not Rivka. 645-5033, I call Chacham Baruch in Brooklyn. Rabbi, I don't know what to do now. I'm going up tomorrow. I had Rivka picked out. I name it. What's her name? Barbara. He tells me, Batya, Batsheva, you have different names. People use, da da da. Which one's better? Well, the Zohar says this. The Pshat says this. Okay, Batya. Which for the Syrians is Bitya, which is the correct way to pronounce it. But now, okay. So now I go up to the Torah and I name my daughter after my mother-in-law, Batya, for Barbara. That night, the phone rings. Hi, Mom. We did it. We named our second child after you. She says, well, guess what? I spoke to Robin. Robin is Rivka, but we don't think that's her name. See, when Robin went to Hebrew school, they told her, what's your name? She says, I don't know. I says, okay, you're Rivka. I said, oh, and what's your name? She says, I don't know. But I'm named after my grandmother, Bahir. I said, Bahir in Arabic? She says, yes. I said, you know, did they call her Becky? Yeah, my grandmother, Becky. Do you know Becky is Rivka? Your name is Rivka, dear. I said, guess what, Grandma? I'm going to have another girl, I'm going to name her after you. So my mother-in-law has two children named after her, because the next one was Rivka. Now, do you think I had anything to do with that? You listen to the story. Sounds like I named my daughter Batya because I thought the other one was... And it sounds like I named the other one Rivka because I want Emma. But the truth of the matter is, Hashem has to agree that that's the name or you don't get it. Isn't this interesting? I find this fascinating. We think we name our children, and especially in this community with our custom name after the mother, name after the father. Whatever you are, that's your name. By the way, a name has a numerical value. A name has dots under the letters. Everything in that name, every little detail of that name, has to do with who you are in essence. I remember Alav HaShalom, the great Rabbi Abraham Raful, the Sadiq from Yerushalayim, lived to about 100 years old. I walked into his modest home on a Shabbat afternoon to have Seudah Shlishi. We had the Zichut. I was with a good friend of mine, Michael Fallis at the time. And we walked in and he says, "What's your name?" I told him my name and he told me a pasuk. I said, "Rabbi, what does the pasuk have to do with my name?" He says, "Exactly the same numerical value." He did it like a computer can't do it that fast. But he put a pasuk on the name because of the numerical value. That's part of my essence. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu was sending the Meragilim, sending the spies into the land of Canaan to check it out. And he knew there was going to be trouble, so he changed Yahushua's name. He said, "Your name is Hoshea, I'm going to add a yud, a little yud, tiny little letter to the front of your name." Some say he got it from Sarai. When they changed Sarai's name to Sarah, some say they split the yud in half. And five and five, she got a hair and Abraham got a hair from Sarai. Because where do yud go? It's got to go somewhere. But others say that yud went to Yahushua. So that's a whole story in and of itself. So most people say, why is he called Yahushua? The pasuk tells us, Ya Yoshiacha me'atzata meragilim. Hashem should save you from the bad counsel of the rest of the Meragilim. How many bad guys were there? 10. So he had the Yud, which numerical value is 10, to protect them from the Meragilim. Moshe knows a name is important. By the way, there's Benun. Ben, everybody's Ben, right? Abraham, Ben. Yusha Ben, Ben Chaim, all these names we know. How come Binun? What happened to the dots? It's another story. The dots are important. Ben to Bin. Bin is one dot, Ben is two dots. Where's the dot? Gotta find out. Woo! Somewhere. I guarantee it. So you see, Torah Chaim HaKadosh even says about that case of Yahushua, why did he have to change his name? Why didn't he just pray to him? Pray for him and say, "Hashem, I want this Yahushua to be successful. Don't let him be trapped." Because he wanted the 10 to protect him from the 10. Let's put it there. Let's, like a shield. In fact, it's very important for people to watch the names they give, that it doesn't have a bad connotation. Says Rashi, it says, "V'shem Rishayim Yirkav," the name of the wicked shall rot. It's a pasuk. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, "Shem Rishayim Yirkav," that the names of the wicked should rot? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rashi says, what does that mean? A person should not call his son by a name of a Rasha. Because someone, says Rabbeinu Chananel, who has a bad name, will be unsuccessful. Not yet. You can ask, but I don't have to answer. Even relatives, I don't treat the same. We're fair here. That's my sister. Aren't you? I said sister-in-law. So, Let me tell you a story about Rabbi Meir. This story about Rabbi Meir comes up two places. And since I always tell the other version, I'm going to tell this version tonight. Rabbi Meir, when he saw a person who was introduced to somebody newly, he would be very careful to listen to the name, and he would make a sure decision whether to deal with this person or not. So, in this particular story, he knows of a man named Kidor, and he warns his students not to associate with Kidor. Keep away from Kidor. So they said, but isn't he a Ben Torah? He says, listen, all I'm telling you is be careful. One day, they all go to the bathhouse. You know, over there they didn't have running water in the back room of the house. They used to go to a bathhouse probably once a week. Erev Shabbat, get nice hot water. And they put all their clothes on the hooks. And when they came back, there was nothing to wear home. See, they checked them with a man named Kidor. And Kidor took them and put them on eBay. He sold them. So they went home and got other clothes. I don't know if they wore towels downtown, but they got home. And then they went to Rabbi Meir. And they said, he tells them, hey guys, how come everybody changed their outfits? You're wearing a double-breasted suit. We know that's out. You're wearing it. Well, this is like Bichur Cholim over here. You're all wearing the wrong clothes. So I said, well, Kidor stole our clothes. But Rebbe, how did you know? He said, there's a pasuk in Hazinu. Kidor tapuchot hema. They're an upside down generation. They're a bunch of crooks. Kidor. It means they are a generation. Door means generation. Not the thing over there that we open and close here that squeaks. Kidor tabuchot hema. I knew that he's an upside down guy. He's a crook. His name is Kidor, and his name is his essence. That's the version in Midrash Tanchuma. There's another version in Gemara. We'll tell it another time. Just remember Kidor for future reference. So now that a name has been established, it's very important. Then we should find out, practically speaking, are there halachot regarding names? Must I be careful with people's names? Is there a halacha? You made it sound very, it's the essence of the person. It's so important. Hashem's in control. Moshe's praying. He's changing letters. Rabbi Meir is checking the name out before he... Something's here. Shulchan Aruch. Siman Kof Lamed Tet. Saif Gima. Rama. If a person's father was a mumar, mumar means someone who gives up his religion, and now they want to call this person up to the Torah. Now it's much more prevalent amongst the Ashkenazim and many Sephardim outside this community that when they call up somebody to Torah, they go Ya'amod and they say Chaim ben Meir Levi. And Chaim ben Meir Levi goes up to the Torah. We generally in the Mishnah Berach after we say it. But they call up to the Torah the person by his name. So the Rama asks, or says, if a person's father was, I think the word is apostate in English, but I don't know what that means. Sounds like a good spaghetti. If a man's an apostate, he gives up his religion, then they call him up to the Torah. They don't want to say, Chaim ben this horrible person. So they use his Jiddo's name. They use his grandfather's name. And that's halacha. But they shouldn't call him just Abraham, which is another rab. Why don't you just call him Abraham? Abraham, go up. Because that would embarrass him. Not giving his full name. They're calling him in a different fashion than other people. Everybody's Abraham ben somebody, and he's Abraham. No good. They're going to notice the difference. He'll get embarrassed. His name is not complete. Now, how about a case in halacha? A person's a tzaddik. His father's a rasha, and his son's a rasha. So in Sefer Hasidim it says, if they want to call up the son, who's a rasha, then skip the middle generation of the tzaddik and say, Yitzchak ben Abraham, it's like Ishmael ben Esav. Use the two bad guys and leave out the middle guy. That's a tzaddik. We don't want to connect the tzaddik to these bad guys. So these halachot are here to tell us, when you don't call a person by the right name, it could be embarrassing, could hurt them. How about a nickname? And I don't mean Fatty or Four Eyes, which is definitely Asur. The same way a person might become embarrassed, and the halakha says you shouldn't do that to him if his name is associated with a rasha, it's the same if the name is unusual. The Chazon Ish said, he used to advise parents to be very careful not to pick a name that's too unusual, because the child may grow up not with a stigma, we don't mean that, but they may get embarrassed or hurt or feel different, and it's your fault, your gorem them sar. You're causing them to suffer. I could say it's more than once when I heard somebody's name, I said, how did they name him that? How'd they do that to a child? Don't they know he has to live his whole life with that name? Yes, ma'am? Oh. It has a name, that happens to be Lion. That's a very good name. So there's names that represent Lion that can be given. Judah. That's okay. But Rabbi Zakkai was asked from a positive standpoint, Bima herachta yamim. What gave you long life? You know what he answered? Lo kiniti shem lachaveri. I never gave anybody a nickname or a slang name or a name that wasn't their name. And that means even a name that's not with a negative connotation. The Tosafot says, Afilu she'eno shel ginai. Just not using his real name and giving him a different name. Once you change his name, you're doing something negative to that person. But the Abetz gives us a very deep Adam l'chavero understanding of this principle I'm trying to get across tonight. You know why you shouldn't call anybody by anything other than their name? Because it shows you don't value that person. You don't respect that person. You don't put him in enough esteem to call him by his name. How many times do you forget a name? I can't remember your name. Does that person feel important? The guy who's getting you the mortgage on your house, you remember his name. Oh, yes. His name. You're sending him presents, you're doing everything. You remember his name. You took his card, you memorized it the whole way home. Because it's important to you. When you forget someone's name, You're telling that person, you don't matter. In Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Adma kevodi lechlima. Up to where is my honor shamed? How long will they belittle my kavod and call me Ben Yishai? Hey, Beta, get over here. Beta? He says, quote 3-4 Pesukim, where the Pasuk calls him Ben Yishai. And then he says, V'chilet Lishem, I don't have a name. They don't know I'm David. They call me Ben Yishai. Hey, Goldstein. It happens too. You meet somebody, you know he's from that family, so you call him Levi. He tells you, I'm Jonathan. Oh, hi, Jonathan Levi. Next time you see him, oh, it's Levi, what's this guy's name? Oh my goodness. Hi, Levi, how you doing? The Red Sox won. So, you know, in the Pasuk it says, Vayikra el Moshe. Vayikra el Moshe. That was a special chiba, it says in all the Mefarshim. A love for Moshe that Hashem called out to him and invited him to come to Ol Moed. And Moshe waited, he didn't go into the tent of meeting, the special place where he learned the halachot from Hashem, unless he was invited. So it says, Vayikra el Moshe, not he called him. He called the boss, he called the president, he called Moshe to show his love for him. He respected his name. And we could see the reverse. I remember the story of the spies. Okay, that's an easy one. Maybe you don't know Nahor and Lavan and Bituel, but you know the spies, right? Okay. The spies come back. They give a bad report. The mobs gather. They start crying. They want to lynch Moshe and Aharon for bringing them in this horrible situation where there are these giants waiting to kill them and their children and their cattle. Why did we leave Mitzrayim? And the Meraglim is saying, it's worse than you think. We saw funerals everywhere. Another Meraglim gets up and he says, and I saw this. And another one says, I saw that. It's bad. Vayas Kaleb et ha'am el Moshe. Kaleb ben Yefuneh gets up. And he stops the people in their tracks and quiets to them. How? He tells them, you know what else Ben Amram did to us? Do you know what else? Ben Amram. Who's Ben Amram? The whole Torah is called Moshe. But Amram was his father. You know what the son of Amram did? He doesn't call him Moshe. Now, of course, he came out with good talk. And he said, you know something? We can conquer them. We could do it. Moshe is the greatest thing ever happened to us. But how did he get them quiet using Moshe? The Midrash tells us he called him Ben Amram. By the fact that he called him Ben Amram, they said, here's another guy that's against him. Because calling him by his last name is a belittlement. And has a negative connotation. And so they thought he's with all the rest. Knowing this about psychology, Kalev in his wisdom said, you know what Ben Amram did? Wait, let's see what he's got to say. He's got more dirt. That's how they figured out he's going to speak bad. Names, are they important? Rabbi Akiva Eger was known for his computer brain. In Torah. No computer could think faster than him, more detail than him, and come up with better questions. His son was Rabbi Shlomo Eger. Zecha Tzadik Levracha. He lived in Warsaw, in the horrible place called Poland. Many great rabbis, but it's a horrible place. So, one year was very cold, a Polish winter, and Rabbi Shlomo, the son of Rabbi Akiva Eger, didn't have any money to buy wood for his furnace, his wood-burning stove. So he turned to one of the rich people in the area, and he asked him for assistance. And the rich person said, "You're a great rabbi, right? And your father's a great rabbi? I'll give you money to buy firewood. I'll give it to you. Have no fear. But you have to promise me I'll have a child, because I have no children." So he said, "Deal." So he sends a letter to his father, Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he tells him the whole story, and he says, "Daddy, you have to pray and help me pray for this man to have a child. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make it happen." And he gives the name of the mother, the name of the father, so the rabbi could pray. So the rabbi prays. And he doesn't feel he was answered. So he checks the facts and he finds the man didn't have a baby. His wife did not become with child. He sends back to his son, "I think you gave me the wrong name. Check the name." He checks and he found out there was an error. He found out there was an error. Yes. He found out there was an error. He corrected the name. 1 year later, the man's wife had a baby. You got to pray for the right person. And the name is the essence of the person. And if you don't have the right name, who are you praying for? When the prayers get to Shamayim, who they connect with? One time, a avrech in a kollel, in the yeshiva, lo aleinu, he had a child that was born with a defect, not healthy. So they turned to Rabbi Haskel Levenstein, the Mashkiach of Panovich Yeshiva. And they asked him to pray for his son. So the Mashkiach said, "What's his name?" So we didn't name him yet. We didn't have Brit Milah. He says, "You got to give him a name. I can't pray for him if he doesn't have a name. I have nobody to pray for." So they went to a Rebbe and they find out what they could do. And they made a Mishi Berach and they named the child and he was able to pray for him. So you got to have a name to be somebody. Are you all thinking about your names tonight? Please, tell me you are. Because I'm wicked and cruel, but my name is Rachamim. Mercy. This is my quiet, reserved brother-in-law named Chaim, which means lively, and that he is. I can give you a few more you want. I know some people in the room. You know, we talked about nicknames being bad. Giving a person a nickname is so bad. So bad. Baba Metzia, 58B, for you art scrollers. Kol hayordim legehinam olim. Everyone who goes down to GH comes up. Aren't you happy you came here tonight? Except three. She's holding her breath to see what happens. Who are the three? Let's see where you fit. One, the one who has relations with a married woman. That's bad. Cheating with another man. Oh, that's bad. I could see him going down and not coming out. Probably deserves it too. Number two, one who embarrasses another person in public. Face gets red, face gets white, It's called Malbin, Penei Chavero, Barabim. Goes down and don't come back. Number three. Someone who gives a bad nickname to a friend. Imagine. We're comparing A, B, and C all in one group. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Giving a nickname is the same as embarrassing. You only have two categories. He says, Afagav de Dashbo, which means, even if he gets used to the nickname, to the point where fatty doesn't bother him anymore, dummy, or any negative connotation nickname that you might pick. Even though he got used to the fact that they call him with this nickname, the ein pana mitlabinot, and his face no longer blushes or turns white from the name, mikol makom ze lachlimo mitkaven. The one who calls him with such a name has intentions of embarrassing him, even if he doesn't get embarrassed. The Me'iri, Rishon, for Maran Shulchan Aruch, he says, a person should not call a person by a nickname, especially one with a negative connotation, even if it doesn't bother the person. Some people may be even airheaded enough to like it. I was going to say dumb, but I'm scared to say it now. You know, I'm getting nervous from this. And it says, bottom line, halakha, shulchan aruch, choshe mishpat, siman resh, kaf, chet, 228, saif hey, fifth paragraph, you want to look it up, choshe mishpat, 228, 5. Yizahir, I don't know, it works down here. Yizahir, שלא לחנות שם רע לחברו, אף על פי שהוא רגיל באותו כינוי, עם כוונתו לביישו אסור. A person should be careful not to call somebody by a nickname that's negative, even though the person is used to hearing it, if the intention is to embarrass the person. Shalu Talmida bet Rabbi Zira. What gave you long life? And he makes a list. And he says, I didn't call my friend by his nickname. I didn't give it to him. I didn't call him by it. So Tosafot says, in a name that others gave him, which has a negative connotation. Do you know that if the name has a connotation, or if you call somebody by a name that would make a slur on the family, en lo chelek lo olam haba, person loses their share in olam haba? You know, I brought this up for a reason. I mean, it happens to be this week's parasha. We had the famous pasuk where we started an hour ago. We started the whole subject, for those of you who came on time. I find it's very common. Shorty and Fatty and Four Eyes and a lot of worse names than that, which I don't want to put on CD for people to listen to in their cars and in their homes with their headphones on. And now they're even downloading this silly voice into iPods and things like that, so... Oh, look, in the back. Oh, yes, good. One of our white earbud people. I never knew what they were. And I see people walking around with all these white things. Oh, that's in style, white earbuds. And I found out. So, We do it. We're not aware that it's... How about a teacher? Your child has a teacher in school. And the child will say, Mrs. Goldstein, Rabbi Goldstein said. And the father turns to the mother and said, did you hear what that Goldstein said? You're destroying your child's education by calling the teacher Goldstein rather than Rabbi or Mrs. Goldstein said, like, not worthy. That's like Ben Amram. You want to do that? Go to your bedroom and talk to your husband or your wife and say, I can't believe Goldstein did that. Still disrespectful, but not in front of the children. Names are very important from the sense of it's the essence of the person. But it's very important that you show a person they mean something. By respecting their name, by remembering their name, and by not changing their name. It's so important between people that we have love and respect for each other. Vayikra al Moshe to show chavivut. He wanted to show Moshe, I love you, I'm calling you Moshe, my dear. Not Ben Amram. Which is true too. He is Ben Amram, it's not a lie. But it's degrading. There's a great rabbi called Chiddush Shaharim. Because I know everybody does it, right? Everybody calls him that. Chiddush Shaharim heard somebody saying, Yossi Ha'iver, which means Joe blind. Come here, I have something to give you. He told him, who gave you the right to embarrass Yossi? He said, everybody calls him Yossi the blind. He said, I guess it's not so bad. Gehinam is very big and everybody will fit. Everybody doing it is not a justification. By the way, I did check this. We do spend more than 1 or 2 minutes preparing these little speeches. What about, like, in our community? Paperland, you may understand this, you may not. In our community, everybody named after the grandfather and the grandmother. So now, if the grandfather and the grandmother had 8 children, and 6 of them were boys, it turns out to be 6 A.B. Cohens. Now you have 6 A.B. Cohens, and there's like 12 people on the block named Cohen, and they all have an A.B. Cohen. So now there's like 7 A.B. Cohens on the block. So the simple thing is A.B. Ralph, A.B. Joe, A.B. That's easy. But then sometimes it comes into like, oh, this guy's store is, you know, let's call it Fashion Hut. Oh, A.B. Fashion Hut. Because they wanted to identify him with the thing. Or A.B. It's okay. Because this is not done to belittle. This is done to identify and separate and understand which one you're talking about. What I'm talking about tonight is the habit of picking on a name that it's fun to use because maybe if I'm not big enough, I can make the other person smaller than me. Those kind of names. And those kinds of names, there's a lot of room in GH for the people who use them. So, folks, what's in a name? It's the essence of a person. But in Ben Adam HaChavero, it also shows you respect them, you like them, and you want them to feel that way when you talk to them. You'll avoid embarrassing them, belittling them, and putting them down and making them feel unimportant. Because all those negatives that you might be goring, that you might cause, will only bounce back on the one who does it. So here at home, we take this little lesson. Out of all the things you could learn tonight, is start to respect people's names and understand, don't do business with Kiddur.